kids, love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. An institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry, and they will say it's elementary. Try to separate them. It's an illusion. Try, and you will only come to this conclusion, love and marriage.
All right. Are the doors locked?
Check.
Windows bolted?
Check.
Car disabled?
Check.
Good boy, bud. There is no way your daddy's getting out of here this allowance day.
Where is he?
That's him. Take your positions. There, here he is. Put him back here.
Another Hallmark moment.
Peggy, what are you doing?
It's allowance day.
Allowance day? Al, you are a pig. How dare you make them grovel like this?
Al, Kelly had her hand on a quarter that I wanted.
Prove it.
Grace, even for you. Groveling on the floor for... Oh, look. See a penny, pick it up. All the day you'll have...
Hey, no,
excuse me. But I believe the rest of that money you took was in my pockets.
Move it.
You see how barbaric this allowance idea is, Al? Look at them. These were once human beings. Now, I think you would all feel better about yourselves if you all got jobs.
Now, that would hurt this man. Tear him apart. Now, he's the wage earner here, and that's how it's gonna stay. Hey, big fella.
Yeah. We love him. Yeah.
You know, Marcy just gave me an idea. Two, actually. One, I want to have chicken for dinner tonight. And two, I'm discontinuing your allowance.
Help!
Kelly, it's not right to stomp on adults. Besides, it wouldn't hurt you to earn your own keep.
Well, you're included in this too, Peg. Then it's settled. Today will be Bundy Dollar Day. Each one of you will go out and try to earn one lousy stinking dollar just to see what it's like. How does that sound?
Try it on your other family.
I think it's a great idea, Al. But what they need is incentive. So, what Al is going to do is match anything you make. Double it, dollar for dollar.
Wait a second. If I double it, that could get into some serious money here. Well, these three could make, What the hell? I'll triple it.
Cups and two cups.
How would I know? But why do people keep on giving you quarters?
It's not important, Kel. What is important, though, is that it's too slow. And we've got to get you a job.
A job? Me? God did not create this package to work.
Well, Well, he didn't create it to be used as a serving tray at a biker's party either. Just relax, Bimbalina. Hey, here's a likely prospect for you. Totally, completely, utterly nude.
Oh, so what would I be doing?
You're right. We'll just keep on looking till we find totally, completely, utterly stupid. Hey, look. The Gutter Cats are in town. They're making a rock video here.
The Gutter Cats? Oh, man, if I could pick one group to have my baby, it would be them.
Just sit back and move your lips while you listen. Slutty girls needed for meaningful music video. Kelly, go get changed into your sleaziest dress.
Which one?
The one Dad calls your belt.
This so bad. What if I'm not slutty enough? I die.
Not slutty enough? Baby, you've got tramp written all over your face.
Thanks, bud. You really think I have a chance? I mean, what if those other girls are prettier than I am?
Not a chance. I mean, come on, look at them. They're... Get yourself a milk bone.
You're my agent. Get me the job and earn your 80%.
Hey, Cecil, phone call for you.
I'll see what I can do, Cal. Hello, ladies. I'm, Bud Jagger Richards. The power behind the band. Now, as you all know, we're, doing a rock video here, one that will be setting a new standard of excellence in the video realm. So, how many of you have high moral values? You are dismissed. And you call yourselves sluts. Alrighty, now, we're going to be asking you girls to do some things in this video that may not seem humanly possible. So, I'd like to start by having a little pre-audition audition. So, miss, would this offend you?
That's disgusting!
Next! My dear, would you be offended if perhaps you were asked to...
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, honey!
Are you sure you heard me right?
Very sure.
Hold my calls.
Hi. What part are you here for?
Slutty girl.
Me too. You know, the other girls left because they didn't want the band to rip their hair out by the roots.
It grows back.
You know, there's reading required for this job.
I can read.
Shoot.
Change.
I'll be right with you. You see that guy over there? That's the drummer. He likes you. He says 10 minutes with him, you've got the part.
Well, I've done worse.
Oh, man, we're gonna look at sluts.
Not sluts, they're ladies. Okay, which ladies are here for the slut? One slut? That's all we get?
I thought we were famous.
What he means is, you got the part.
Okay, Miss Fisher, for $500, what occupation do most Americans feel is the lowest a man can have?
Shoe salesman?
That's the one!
Does this belong to you?
Yeah, only a few more payments. What did you do this time, Peg?
Well, I was trying to earn money, like you said. So I set up a toll booth of my very own in a good location. At the airport.
They already got a toll booth at the airport.
Yeah, but mine's cheaper.
How much is the fine?
$200. But because this is her first offense, and obviously all your money is tied up in, despair, I'm gonna let her off with a warning.
Oh, that's nice. Well, Al, maybe now you can get rid of that bumper sticker that says, support higher education, send a cop to first grade.
Ma'am, would that be the illegally parked vehicle with the broken taillight?
Yes, but you can't give him a ticket because his registration has expired. So there.
Now I'll just go out and take care of that bumper sticker for you.
Thank you, officer.
What a lousy shot. That bumper sticker was nowhere near your back window. Can I have my allowance now, Al?
No. Look, Peg, I'm not asking for the impossible. A quick, painless death. All I want you to do is earn one lousy dollar. Just find something you do best and get someone to pay you for it.
Oh, okay. And how about giving me $100 for sex tonight? That's only $50 a minute, Al.
Peg, I forgot to tell you, it has to be something someone wants.
Sure that the early cavemen didn't want fire either until they got over their fear of it.
Peg, you're qualified for lots of things. Spirit squasher. Hope dasher. Age accelerator.
That's enough, thank you. You know, I should be paid plenty for the dangers I face around this house. You think your underwear just stops dancing all on its own? I stalk it. I club it. I trick it into the hamper. You try doing that once a week and see if you don't deserve hazard pay.
Peg, I'd probably be more appreciative if you waited till I took them off first. Now, there must be something you can do to earn a lousy dollar.
Oh, all right, Al. I'll just have to concentrate. Just give me a hug for good luck.
Don't even think about it.
Earn this, cook that, don't steal. Boy, talk about the bloom being off the rose.
The fight on yet, Al?
Come on, any minute.
Finally, on the lighter side of the news, the rock group The Gutter Cats are in town to tape their new video. Auditions for the role of Rock Slut were held earlier today.
Yummy, yummy!
Eager young women came from as far as Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, to give their all for The Gutter Cats.
Oh, man. Look what it looks like before you marry it. I'm telling you, Al, rock is where it's at. Did I ever tell you I was in a rock band in high school? Even had a cool name, the Tuxedos.
Steve, I'm trying to watch the girls.
Yeah, gradually, though, I split from the group. Creative differences. Well, actually, not enough parts for my instrument. But you haven't lived till you heard my solo on Grazing in the Grass. My sousaphone wailing. The crowd on their feet.
Steve, shut up, will you?
Okay, but it's a good story. He Look at that blonde all over the singer like a coat. Oh, boy, I'd like to give her a... Oops, sorry, Al, that's your daughter.
Kelly, stop that! Stop that, Kelly! Hang on, Pumpkin! Daddy's coming, I'll be right there! Stay there, Pumpkin! Daddy's coming!
Gutter Cats video, take one.
One, two, three!
Cats video, take 56. Action.
One, two, three.
Stinks.
Yes.
Okay, we'll give her another chance. There's got to be something she can do. What do you want?
Your liver on a stick. That's my little girl up there. Kelly, get down.
Daddy, I'm tied up.
Why can't you be more like your brother?
Ah, boy, am I beat.
Hey, Dad. I'm engaged.
Good, I'll move into your room. Untie your sister, we're getting out of here.
Say, you can't take the girl.
Gee, that's funny. I think I can.
Dad, I'm sorry, but as Kelly's agent, I'm going to have to pull rank here.
Bud, your shirt's on backwards. Now, you may have sweet-talked a couple of innocent kids into doing this trash, but now you're talking to a man, and there's no way, no how.
Say, you know, you've got a strong profile. I bet you look good on camera.
You're not the first to have told me that. Not sissy good looks, but ruggedly handsome, huh?
Yeah.
Right.
Super.
Could somebody get me down from here?
Quiet, Pumpkin. Daddy's talking to the band.
How would you like to be in our video?
Me?
Yeah.
But I'm just a regular guy. I mean, great looking one, played a little ball, almost went pro, but... what I really am is just a father who loves his children.
Daddy!
Shut up. How much are we talking about?
$3,000.
What do I have to do?
Just sit in the car, look cool, and we'll handle the rest.
Guys, could somebody please get me down from here? Guys! Boy, I hate this. This is the second time this week somebody has chained me to a fence and wandered off.
Okay, Kelly. You made $500. Tripled. That comes to $1,500.
And as your agent, my cut comes to 400 simoleons.
And tripled, That's $1,200. Well, Al, that leaves you with $300. Aren't you proud of us?
Mm.
Would you like your pain medicine now, honey? Oh, well, that'll be $100. And tripled, that comes to $300.
Hey, look, Kelly's part on the video is coming up.
Here's your part, Daddy.
Very good, honey. Very good.
But you know, they should have used the second take. That was when where Dad actually caught fire.
Now he ruined that one. You could tell he was unconscious.
Well, kids, now we all have some money. Let's go shopping. Oh, Al, if the phone rings, it's Mom. She's going to ask if she can come and visit for a month. Now, if you don't want her to, just tell her. Otherwise, she's coming.
Somebody hand me my hamburger.
Buck, get the phone, boy.